my tastes, my sense of what to read and what you can read enjoyably really was expanded in this book.
Do you find that kind of creeping into the books you write? Like maybe the community or like anything you've encountered with the program?
There were a couple of stories that Joanne, and again, I can't remember them, read to us that were very, very, very urban. Mm-hmm. And that were there was one, I seem to recall, it showed a view out a window that changed over the course of a number of years. And you're seeing urban revitalization. So at first it's like an empty lot, and then you see people planting things in the lot and a garden growing, and suddenly this kind of urban wasteland becomes a going concern.
Right.
People are hanging out, gardening.
Yes.
And I learned that, or I came to, I mean, sort of absorb the fact that your own surroundings, your own neighborhood, your own friends, your own experience is the stuff that stories are made of.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be, I keep on referring to Dr. Seuss, I don't know why, but it doesn't have to be sort of Dr. Seuss fantastical.
No.
It doesn't have to be babyish, which is what a lot of people, myself included, think when you're starting to write, that, you know, if you're going to write for kids, you got to write like a kid.
Right.
I realize that there are things of that concern you and I that we can embrace and work on and create out of and do it in a way that kids can appreciate. And yeah, so I think that just sort of embracing the validity of the urban experience is something that you can use in your work.
Is there anything else you'd like to add? Or?
No, I mean, I'm a huge fan of libraries to begin with, and as a parent, and as a parent who is staying at home, I mean, the kids are at school now, but as a parent who is at home with the kids all day long, the library was invaluable to me on so many levels, and it's nice because I look back and think of my Saturdays with my mom at the library in a sort of special way, and it's interesting because it's different. It'll be different when my kids look back at their introduction to the library, because it wasn't just Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
It was something that we did quite often.
Mm-hmm.
It was integrated into our day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm.
And even now, I don't have the wisdom of Joanne close at hand, but if I'm reading something and we'll hear about a good book, a good kid's book, or if somebody mentions something or an author, I'm at the library a couple of times a week picking up books that I order, and my kids are with me, particularly Charlie, so it's still something that we
still part of you.
part of we'll go out and buy vegetables, get some bread, and pick up a book at the library, so it's very much part of our day-to-day life. And I really look back fondly on the days when this particular branch was a part of Charlie's early days.